Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. We got through signing day for college football teams just fine yesterday. You're an Iowa Stater.
Okay. Yeah.
You like it? You don't like it?
Yeah. Went well. I don't know. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit and drool over it all year like some people do. It doesn't matter until you step on the field to me, but we'll see how it goes.
You know, Iowa and Iowa State, we love them. Great programs. They're not Alabama.
No.
So, you know, they're not getting a whole list of future NFL draft picks that come right out of high school. You know, these guys just load up every year. It's real easy to jump up and down and start predicting the future. Iowa and Iowa State kind of have that one thing in common where, you know, you get excited about a couple of names on the draft list, but is your draft class any good? You're not going to know for about a couple, two, three, four years. You really aren't because you're, you know, for the most part, you're a lot of two, three, maybe four-star recruits, and you hope that they progress and learn something under the coaching staffs and move forward. And
yeah, it's all about the development rather than the name splash.
And actually, we say Iowa and Iowa State. It's actually probably about 98% of college football teams are like that. You know, unless you are Alabama, Florida,
Ohio State.
I was going to say Texas, but that's really not working out real well for them here the last few years, has it?
That's true. Sometimes you can get the names, it doesn't work out for you.
Sometimes the mighty fall too, don't they? How's Kendall this morning?
I'm bringing it, Jim.
Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. He's going to tell us a little bit about W&S Appliance.
Thank you, Jim. Got a used washer-dryer stack-type unit, less than a year old. Maytag drying center. Got a used front-load washer, used top-load washer. Got in a used Maytag front-load washer-dryer set in very good condition. Used gas-electric clothes dryers. Still have a used portable dishwasher. Several built-in used dishwashers. Microwave hood combinations that work good. $25 and take your pick. Use large upright freezer, one used electric cooktop, got a used luxury water softener, a couple of years old, use natural gas direct vent water heater, and one smooth top electric range. Got lots of new gas and electric water heaters. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and yes, we service it after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury, it's an Iowa company, free test of water for hardness. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, over 70 units, so selection of the models, colors, and prices is good. We offer Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. Top freezer models, bottom freezer models, side-by-sides, and the very popular French door bottom freezer models. And, of course, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I was looking at an article this week that was just released this week from the folks at the Iowa State University Extension. It had to do with the 2012 Iowa Farm and Rural Life Poll. Each and every year for quite a few years now, actually since 1982, the Iowa Farm and Rural Life Poll has been conducted by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the Iowa Agriculture and Home Economics Experiment Station, the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship here in Iowa, and the Iowa Ag Statistical Service. They're all partners in that effort, and they conduct that poll each year. It's the longest-running survey of its kind in the nation, but they still are kind of dribbling out little pieces of information as they continue to kind of break down some of the numbers and things in the farm poll this year. And one of the things that I found kind of interesting is this article that they just put out here this week. It talked about technology use by farmers. And it was I just found it kind of interesting because it's something that many of us just take for granted. You know, we all have cell phones in our pocket, or most of us have cell phones in our pockets. You know, we are attached to the internet at home, at work. We probably have, if not a tablet, so many people have those tablets anymore with them. Perhaps you have a notebook or a little laptop computer that you take with you that has wireless connectivity and things. You know, it used to be you had to have wires hooked up to you to be able to get on the internet and do all these things. Well, now there's Wi-Fi that's available so many different places. And, I mean, people are just so used to it anymore that I found it interesting that they were even asking so much about technology because it seems like it's just a common part of what we do. How do you survive without it?
Yeah. especially once you get used to it, I think that's the harder part. Maybe people that have lived without it would be okay, but folks that have gotten used to using it all the time, you'd be kind of lost without it.
You know, back in the day, here in our business, we always used to talk about how difficult it was to leave, for example, and go on vacation even for a week. because we were so used to being connected to the news, all the happenings and things. I mean, we knew about everything right away when it happened because of the news wires and the connections and things that we have. You know, we're always so used to being right on top of all that stuff. And then you leave and all of a sudden you're disconnected and it just felt weird. Well, now everybody kind of has that feeling that we always used to have in our business, because if you have a smartphone in your pocket, you are connected to pretty much anything you need. You can get news and things just that quickly. You know, you can hook up to all these different types of things. So I think everybody's starting to feel how we've felt for a long time. I mean, just try as an experiment one day. Just leave your cell phone at home. See how that works out for you. How many times have you done that where you've left home and got to work or wherever else you were going, and then all of a sudden you realize, you reached for your cell phone and realize, oh, I don't have it. You feel like you have to hop in the car immediately and drive straight home and get it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like air. Without it, I'm going to die. I don't know what I'm going to do. And there's so many people that will immediately hop in the car and take off and go get it because they just can't be, even though you have a phone probably sitting on your desk at work and umpteen of them around the office with cords, by the way, you feel like you're completely disconnected because you don't have that with you. Well, according to the farm poll, the Iowa Farm and Rural Life poll, about 70% of farmers report using at least one type of technology that provides them with internet access in their 2012 poll, which I actually thought was kind of low.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, considering the rest of society. Now, there are some reasons for that, though, too. J. Gordon Arbuckle, Jr., who's a sociologist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and he helps to co-direct the annual Farm and Rural Life poll with Paul Lasley, who's also a sociologist with ISU Extension and Outreach. He said internet and mobile communications technologies are becoming more widespread for communicating with farmers, and they just wanted to know which technologies farmers are actually using. So he said what they did is they provided farm poll survey participants with a list of communication technologies, and then they asked them to select the ones that they own or they use regularly. Now, their findings showed that a basic cell phone, just a basic cell phone, not talking about a smartphone here, but a basic cell phone was the most common communications technology that's used by farmers in the survey. He said about 75% reported that they own or regularly use a cell phone without internet access. It's just a phone. They still make those, you know, just a phone. It seems like you have to dig deep in the box to be able to find any of those anymore. But also, I said 58% reported that they either have or regularly use a computer that has high-speed internet access. Boy, it seems like it wasn't too many more than just a couple of years ago. We were still griping about the lack of high-speed access to some good chunks of the state of Iowa, especially some of those rural areas. It's amazing how fast technology can cover up those gaps. But according to the farm poll data, about 11% of farmers reported that they use a smartphone. 11%. It's got to be way lower than the rest of society. It seems like about every other person you run into has a smartphone in their pocket. 11% had a computer with dial-up internet access. We remember how frustrating those days were.
Can't do about anything with that anymore.
Well, it really turns you off to any kind of access. I mean, you get frustrated waiting around for it. 10% of those who were polled own or use a tablet computer, like an iPad or a Kindle, something along those lines. And then 5% reported using a cell phone with internet access. All those numbers seem very, very low to me. But Arbuckle did say, too, that one of the motivations for their research was that a number of online surveys conducted by agricultural press organizations have found that a relatively high percentage of respondents reported using smartphones. But he says, we felt that the online nature of those types of surveys might bias the samples toward farmers who use such technologies. Obviously, the people that answer that are using them because they're able to answer that. They're able to get online. But his results, he said, indicate that at least in Iowa, the percentage of farmers who use smartphones is substantially lower than some of the estimates. Now, he did caution, however, that the farm poll, because it is a panel study, the nature of the farm poll, the way they conduct it, it's a panel study that surveys the same farmers each year. That means it's somewhat biased toward older farmers. And to the extent that older farmers are sometimes less likely to use more sophisticated communications technology, he said our results might actually underestimate some of the use of those different technologies. So while they do list the numbers as they found them in their poll, he does also mention that it's possible that those numbers could actually be higher in practicality because they're maybe not getting a representative sample necessarily as far as communications goes.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
The old dog, new tricks thing, yeah.
Well, he says, though, that said, he says the use of high-tech communications technology in agriculture is definitely on the rise. And he says from an ISU Extension standpoint, those developments are exciting because they offer more ways to provide research-based information to farmers and the agribusinesses who serve them. And he said he looks forward to asking the questions again in a few years just to see how things have changed over the course of time. It's not always like that, though. You've got a smartphone in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's sitting on my desk. I mean, it's nothing compared to, you should see the technology Kendall Warren carries around with him all the time. Holy smokes, I can't keep up with you. How do you learn all this new stuff?
What little technology I got's in my head, and that's not much.
Kendall's technology consists of a pen and a piece of paper. That's a tablet, right?
Right.
A tablet's still a yellow legal pad. Hey, tell us more about W&S Appliance.
We got freezers testing upright by Whirlpool, Man, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot. And most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Electric and gas ranges freestanding on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, Frigidaire, LG, and KitchenAid. Built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Got lots of washers and dryers in top load, front load, in small, large, and super capacity models. If space is a problem, we have some stack units. We offer Maytag, Manna, LG, and of course we also carry Speed Queen, which is made in the USA, carries a full 3-year warranty, parts, labor, in-home warranty, service on both the washer and the dryer. Stop and see us at W&S Appliance and try to do it today. Pot's on, and the peanuts are still out. Jim?
Great.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Now, he may not have the latest smartphone in his pocket, but if you go down to W&S Appliance, he'll be able to tell you all about those electronics and the technology and washers and dryers and refrigerators and things. That changes so often. I'm glad you keep up with it, because I sure can't. So you always want to see the professionals there, right? Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.